Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I always enjoy when there are sporting events that are taking place live while we're on the air. Many times that's international sporting events. Not always. Now and then we'll get games that are still taking place even as we start our show. A lot of times that will happen in the NBA and the NHL playoffs. So we'll get late games that either started later than what was expected, or they're into overtime or sudden death, something like that. So it's pretty common during NBA and NHL postseasons. And it definitely happens multiple times of the year when we have events like the Australian Open or the French Open or Wimbledon. So international sporting events like the Olympics that will be taking place while we're here in studio. And I think back to the World Series, Astros, Dodgers, that was 2017, right? And we had the crazy Game 5 that went into extra innings. Now, it probably wouldn't happen anymore because of that stupid rule about putting a runner on second base in extra innings. But it is really cool when we have events. The Open Championship in golf is another example that are playing out on TV with you, with me, togetherness, while they're actually unfolding across the world in the case of the international events. So I couldn't help but think about early morning Japan. I actually looked it up because I didn't know this. The sun comes up right now before 5 a.m. in Japan. It's early because of where they are. Longitude and latitude. We'll not get all technical. But I looked it up because I was thinking about those Japanese sports fans and probably a lot of Japanese citizens who are not even sports fans. But in order to follow Hideki Matsuyama and his quest to become the first Japanese male to win a major, the first Masters champion from Japan, they had to stay up overnight like we do when there are sporting events going on. Isn't that cool to think about the millions of Japanese citizens who are glued to their TVs, hanging on every Matsuyama shot, waiting, watching, wondering if he'd be able to hang on. And really, there wasn't much drama until he hit the ball in the water on the 15th on Sunday. I kind of feel like a ball in the drink is a great way to add a little zest to life, speaking from personal experience. So he puts a ball in the water. He scorches it on the 15th. And at the same time, his closest competitor, Xander Schauffele, had just birdied four holes in a row. And so that lead shrunk from 6-4 down to 2 with 3 holes to play. Until Xander himself had a blow-up hole. And for the first time in all of his major rounds, he had a triple bogey on the very next hole, the 16th. He also got wet, so to speak. But as they were finishing up 17, 18, Hideki had some room to play with. Once Xander had gotten the triple bogey, there wasn't really a whole lot of pressure unless he would implode again, which he did not. You may have seen the stat or heard Jim Nantz talk about it this weekend on CBS, but Hideki was the best in the field at scrambling. So he doesn't always hit fairways, but he scrambles well, meaning he gets himself out of trouble, saves pars, has putts for birdies. Reminded me of what we have seen from Tiger Woods so often over his career. There are times when his driver is splaying balls all over the place, and yet in his heyday, he could scramble better than anybody else. So really need to think about the millions and millions of Japanese sports fans, millions and millions of Japanese citizens, probably celebrities, political officials. Time really stopping in Japan. Through the pre-dawn hours and then after the sun comes up. But definitely before breakfast. I wonder if they were all snacking to keep themselves awake drinking coffee. But really neat. Other side of the globe, but they're doing the same thing that we're doing on Sunday, although it is their Monday at this point. And so instead, in honor of our Japan sports fan brethren, instead of giving you the final call from Jim Nantz or the final call on Masters Radio, I asked producer Dave to grab the final call of the 2021 Masters from the Japanese television broadcast.
Matsuyama Hideki, Masters を勝ちました。ついに日本人がグリーンジャケットに袖を通します。日本人が招待を受けた85年、ついに世界の頂点に。松山は立ってくれました。
Super cool. Congratulations to Hideki Matsuyama. His first major win. He was already an icon because Japanese professional athletes are icons. You may remember Ichiro, Hideki Matsui, and there are others. I'm just naming a couple from Major League Baseball. But the Japanese media goes crazy. And the fans go crazy over their professional athletes who succeed on the world stage. And Matsuyama just became a legend. The only Japanese man ever to win a major. The only Masters champion. Unfortunately, his family couldn't be there because of COVID protocols and international travel protocols. His wife, and I think they said he had a daughter, and his parents not there. And so I hate that they were not able to celebrate with him. You can imagine it was difficult. He did have some friends there. He had his longtime caddy. But not the same when your family can't be there. And for American golfers, that wouldn't be an issue, right? Here on national soil. And so I can only imagine what it'll be like for him when he finally gets to head home. I don't know when that is because of the length of travel, obviously, the type of jet lag you go through, the time it takes to go in and out of protocols for COVID, he may not be able to go home because it's a relatively quick turnaround as they go through now the next majors or the next stretch leading up to Father's Day, U.S. Open. And so I don't know when he'll have a chance to get home. But I loved his emotion. At 29 years old, this Masters win for Hideki is exactly 10 years after he finished as the high amateur in 2010. A bit of foreshadowing. Also, did you notice if you were watching the ceremony in Butler Cabin or you were watching the ceremony back out on the 18th green, did you notice that, like many professional athletes that hail from Japan, and probably is the case for a lot of international athletes whose first language is not English, he can understand it pretty well. And I remember this about a different Hideki Matsui with the Yankees. He could understand English just fine, but he wasn't comfortable speaking English himself, especially not in a situation like that one. And so instead he had his longtime interpreter, and I thought this is kind of fun. Their relationship goes back years now. Bob Turner, white-haired older gentleman, and when they were taking photos after the Masters win, as the light is waning at Augusta National, it's a bunch of young Japanese men and white-haired American Bob Turner. That's super cool. You love the relationships that are unconventional and atypical, and yet sports brings people together in ways that they wouldn't have otherwise found each other. So Hideki was asked inside Butler cabin after receiving his green jacket, or actually it was right before he received his green jacket. They made him wait. Jim Nantz doing an interview, and Bob Turner was sitting there as well. But what does this mean for the nation of Japan?
Hopefully I'll be a pioneer in this, and many other Japanese will follow. And I'm glad to be able to open the floodgates, hopefully, and many more will follow me.
Congratulations. Hashtag Hideki history. Hideki history. You know me and my quirky hashtags. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. We're live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. When you need certainty in the home buying process with a loan that fits your life, Rocket can. This historical win at the Masters wasn't the only history this weekend. In fact, Major League Baseball has got all kinds of history that we can throw out there for you over the course of the show. Looking forward to catching up with you. I hope you had a fantastic weekend. Mine was productive, yay, since I've got family coming for a long weekend in a few days. Needed to get the jump on a few household chores. Needed to get the taxes done, which I did. So happy. They took me about 7-8 hours on Saturday. So I started during the Masters rain delay. And then after the golf was done for the afternoon, for the evening, I was able to finish them up. And so I was still working around midnight. In fact, I was filing around midnight on Saturday. But I'm so thankful that they're done. They weren't as complicated as what they've been in the past because of the pandemic and fewer outside work opportunities. However, very grateful for the house and the tax breaks that come with being a house owner, baby. So really excited about that. Just glad to have those done. But there were some other funny pieces to my weekend, funny elements to my weekend that I have to share with you because I know you guys will laugh. Anyway, thanks for joining us. We're launching forward into another work week. And for those of you who don't see it through the eyes of a broadcaster or the eyes of someone who works in the industry, which is most of you, and I'm happy for that, the sports calendar is such that typically we would be going into the NBA and NHL postseasons. We'd be into the first round right now. So you're talking about 8 different series. And with the NBA, their new play-in tournament, it's got a whole nother wrinkle to it. So typically, we would be launching now from March Madness through the Masters, course getting ready for the NFL draft and the trades that we've seen, the movement we've seen, but we would be going right into the NBA and NHL playoffs. This year, they're bumped back, so they don't start for another 5-ish weeks. And so there's a bit of a breather. I'm not telling you it's slow. I'm not telling you that we are taking a break here, only that it is a chance to breathe and kind of reset because the last 4 weeks have been insane in the membrane, completely insane in the membrane. And so as I was coming back from visiting my mom in Texas, I think that was March 9th when I came back. That was my extended long weekend. As I'm coming back from visiting mom in Texas, I'm thinking, wowzers, the next 4 weeks are nuts. From conference tournaments through Selection Sunday, through March Madness, both men's and women's. Of course, we had big NFL trades in there. We had a couple of other major storylines in the world of sports. A lot of the Deshaun Watson development has happened over the last month or so. And then right into the Masters. Can you believe this time last week, we were talking about Stanford winning the women's championship, and then we didn't even know yet that Baylor would blitz Gonzaga on Monday night. It feels like forever ago that we were talking hoops because I immediately immersed myself in the Masters. And so, time to take a breath, a little bit of a breath, though we are counting up to the NBA finals, I'm sorry, the NBA playoffs, the Stanley Cup postseason, and obviously the draft from Cleveland. We'll get to see Roger Goodell yet again. I'm going to miss his basement, but you know, that's the cost of coming out of a pandemic. We do have a lot on the horizon, but I am thankful for the fact that we survived. And I feel like we did some really good shows over the last month. We also had the start of Major League Baseball season and all that it entailed. It's been cray. The spring has been cray. But remember where we were this time last year. Last year when I celebrated my birthday, it was crickets. Ooh, and Grammy Helen hadn't figured out how to Skype. Actually, they hadn't given her the option of Skyping yet. So this spring is way better. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence, CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4CBS. You can find me on Twitter, A-Law Radio. As I was working hard, taking notes, following everything that was happening in sports on Sunday, my pets were taking Lazy Sunday to a new height. Penny, well, she sleeps 20 hours a day. And Sugar took advantage of the fact that I had not folded my flannel sheets after taking them off the bed and then washing them. This is what happens when I don't fold my sheets right away. She found the laundry basket and decided that would be her Sunday napping spot. So if you haven't seen the photo, it's up on Twitter. And when we get to our break here, I'll ask producer Dave to help me put the photo up on our Facebook page. But yeah, on Twitter, A-Law Radio, if you've been missing that loud, obnoxious feline of mine, she looks so cute, but do not be fooled. Do not fall for the trick. She's a monster in a cute cat's clothing. Again, 855-212-4227. So there's a lot to get to. In the NBA, there were some pretty impressive performances on Saturday. The Lakers maybe being the most impressive against the Brooklyn Nets. And in fact, it was so distressing to Kyrie Irving that they lost to the Lakers on Saturday that he has to take a day off to recover. He won't be available for the next game because of personal reasons. Steph Curry is on a tear, an MVP-like tear, though the Warriors certainly need to get their rears in gear. Enes Kanter sets a Blazers record. Did you know he was playing for Portland? I bet a lot of people had lost track of his career trajectory. Sets a Blazers franchise record with 30 rebounds. Nerd alert. That happened on Saturday as well. So it's been busy in the NBA, even if we're not quite to the stretch run. And even if for now, anyway, the association and the NHL are taking a bit of a back seat. Now, in Major League Baseball, we've got games that ended in controversy. We'll get to Phillies and Braves here coming up momentarily. But I kind of feel like if we're going to launch into baseball, it has to be one incredible, historical, super cool moment for the San Diego Padres. It happened Friday, but we're not going to ignore it. So we'll come back with that because there was a hometown flair to it. And when you're the last in a league to not have this really incredible occasion to celebrate, it's time. Maybe this signifies that 2021 will be anything but typical for the San Diego Padres and their fans. So we'll get to that coming up next. But as I say, check out, well, she looks cute. She's not. Check out Sugar on Twitter, and I'll get to you on Facebook here as well. I'm glad to have you with us. Hope you had a wonderful weekend.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
No balls in one strike. The big right-hander ready and delivers. Swing and a ground ball to shortstop. Kim has it. Friendly hop. Throw to first. That is a no-hitter, and that is history. Joe Musgrove with the first no-hitter in Padre history. April 9th, 2021 at Globe Life Field in Arlington, Texas. The kid comes home, and he gets it done.
So awesome. Couldn't have picked a better individual for this to actually happen to.
It feels incredible, you know. The city of San Diego has shown me so much love even before I came to the Padres. Just, you know, a San Diego kid that made it to the big leagues. You know, so it feels even better to be able to do it in the Padres uniform and selfishly be able to do it for my city and have everyone know that the kid from Grossmont High threw the first no-hitter.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Kind of cool on a Friday night if you were paying attention to Major League Baseball or you're up watching TV. Maybe you saw an alert on your phone and you wanted to catch the end of what was the first no-hitter in Padres history, the call on the Padres radio network. It was the very last franchise, San Diego, the last franchise in baseball's storied history, one that goes way back, that had never seen a pitcher throw a no-hitter. And it happens with a local guy. Isn't that cool? I love it when there's a personal touch, a personal note. It's not just history for the Padres. It's history for San Diego in a unique way. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Interestingly enough, Musgrove said that he didn't sleep well on Thursday night. And he was telling reporters that when he woke up on Friday morning, he felt kind of tight, not loose, not super comfortable. Actually said he felt off, noticeably off. But he drank about a dozen bottles of water over the course of the game. And then he had to go to the bathroom, but he couldn't because he was in the middle of a no-hitter. Since I was researching toilets this weekend, I kind of feel like that's some potty humor. Anyway, he managed to get through the entire game. 28 years old, and he has the moment of a lifetime. 10 strikeouts, only a single base runner allowed, not on a walk, actually, but on a hit by pitch. So he faced one batter more than the game minimum against the Rangers. 112 pitches. That would be a record. 112 pitches. And just as cool, and maybe you saw this, I'm dropping nerd alerts on you already. We're not even halfway through the show. Victor Caratini, who's the Padres catcher now, actually caught the last no-hitter in baseball, not with the Padres, obvi, but going back to September last year, he was with the Cubs, and he caught Alec Mills when Mills threw a no-hitter. That's pretty amazing, isn't it? Consecutive no-hitters in Major League Baseball. Nerd alert! And Victor Caratini is the common denominator. He's the guy behind the plate. Now, he also used a translator in his post-game comments.
It's pretty rare to find yourself in those situations. It's not every day that someone goes out and throws a no-hitter, but Joe had everything working. He had all of his pitches working, and you know, it was really, really awesome. Really happy to be a part of it. Really happy for him, and really happy for the team to have been able to experience that.
So congratulations. That says it all. What, speaking of Tom Brady, we weren't, but we are now. He actually got on FaceTime with Tony Finau during Saturday's rain delay at the Masters. I think they had met at some point before. I can't remember what the occasion was. But Finau said he was surprised. His caddy hands him a phone, and there's Tom Brady's mug on FaceTime. Brady was watching and thought he'd weigh in. Of course he did. Probably the golfers' families, many of them didn't even think they would disturb these guys. It wasn't a long-range delay. They're in their routines, obviously trying to preserve their rhythm, trying to stay warm. And many of their families, in fact, most of them probably didn't even have their phones. And yet Tom Brady thought that was a good time to just check in with Tony Finau.
Sorry.
And yet somehow he still hasn't responded to producer Dave's text message. I feel as though producer Dave probably lied to us and did not tell us that he said in the message, "I am a Jets fan and Brady, you suck."
I plead the fifth.
Somehow he's busy. He's busy FaceTiming Tony Finau and playing with a lightsaber at Disney World. I'm so jealous. By the way,
you suck, Brady.
Exactly. I was right. And you guys, well, it was producer Dave, but you guys heard me going back to last week's show, our final show, Thursday night into Friday morning. We were talking about the evil empires in sports. And so it's, I guess, fitting that we now have Tom Brady trying to interrupt us here in our first half hour. But a lot of you said Patriots, a lot of you said Tom Brady represented the evil empire to you. And I had said to producer Dave, who used every single manner of Star Wars production that we have, not to mention dialing up the Imperial March a few times to go along with our theme. And I said to him, if there's Star Wars on this weekend, I'm in trouble. Because I always, always have to stop and watch. And with the taxes needing to get finished this weekend, since I have, as I say, family coming next weekend, this was it. I had to finish them Saturday. I was worried that I would get sucked down the Star Wars rabbit hole. Thankfully, there were no Star Wars movies on until Sunday. So then during breaks in the Masters and when I was feeling like playing hooky for a little bit, because it was devoid of drama for a stretch there in the middle. Gorgeous weather, though, at Augusta, Georgia. Anyway, they did a series, three of them, not the whole weekend, but on Sunday, it was Rogue One, The Force Awakens, and The Last Jedi all right in a row. And so when the Masters was over, yeah, I was watching a little Star Wars, but I felt like I could do a mini Star Wars celebration. A, it was my birthday week, and you know, I get to milk that. And B, it was also a celebration of my taxes being filed. Boom, baby. Boom.
These aren't the droids you're looking for.
I cannot wait till vacation. It's the first week in May. And after I'm done at the beach during the daytime, I will, in fact, be snuggling up for some Star Wars because it's May the 4th that happens to fall over the course of my vacation.
We're doomed.
Well, you might be, but I'm not. I'm going on vacation. All right, so producer Dave helped me navigate the Facebook idiocy by posting the photo of Sugar the Monster Cat in a moment of calm. And so it's on our Facebook page now, After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Also on Twitter, A-Law Radio. A lot of you are sending me your cat photos, which is fine. And Sunny has got a new name for Sugar, the Diva Kitty. Oh, gosh, she is that, to be sure. Going back to last spring, she was constantly trying to interrupt the radio show. Many of you got a chance to hear Monster Cat on the radio. Thankfully, we never, ever, ever, ever have to take our pets to work again. At least we don't here at CBS Sports Radio. I can't. I thought that would be a great idea until I did it for 2.5 months, and then it wasn't a great idea anymore. 855-212-4227. Did you know the San Diego Padres, who also sweep the Rangers this weekend, in addition to having that no-hitter from Joe Musgrove, they now possess the second-best record in Major League Baseball. I know it's early, but they're 7-3. Do you know the only team with a better record in Major League Baseball just happens to be those damn Dodgers who are in the same division? It was also a huge weekend for the Dodgers. They finally got to open up at home with fans and receive their bling. So we'll get to a little bit of that, plus a controversial ending for the Phillies and Braves just a few hours ago. I can't wait to hear from you on Twitter, A-Law Radio, also on our Facebook page. Check out Sugar the Monster Cat.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
This wonderful place is about to get its voice back. It's going to get its soul back. Because for the first time in almost 2 years, the fans are back at Dodger Stadium.
For the last 8 years, we have worked hard and dreamt of the day that we were going to celebrate a World Series championship at Dodger Stadium. What you have accomplished is truly incredible. And we stuck together, covered each other's backs, and never quit. And we won the World Series.
And can you just picture Tommy right now? You know he's smiling down, pumping his fists, dressed in his best Dodger blue.
Let's celebrate and begin our campaign to repeat.
All right, everyone, let's raise this championship banner.
The Dodgers, Lon Rosen in particular, his staff, they nailed it. It was something that, you know, the bar's been raised on ring ceremony. I thought our players really enjoyed it. I thought the fans that were here, those that were watching, I'm sure they enjoyed it as well. Just the details and making it personal for every player, I thought was a nice added touch.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Congratulations to Dave Roberts, the Los Angeles Dodgers, and absolutely the fans who got to be there. The ring ceremony and the home opener on Friday afternoon. It was a beautiful day. I'm not sure that they don't have mostly beautiful days in Los Angeles that look to be that way all weekend. But I really enjoyed seeing these Dodgers, most particularly Clayton Kershaw, get his ring, get their rings. And so I tweeted the photo that the Dodgers put out just because it's awesome, and I'll retweet it now. It is easily one of the best things to come out of a crazy year in sports. Kershaw finally getting that ring, and you know his teammates and so many around Major League Baseball feel the exact same way. So I love the gigantic smile on his face. And after the game was over on Friday, a lot of the fans hung around and the Dodgers were out there on the field with their kids and had the chance to see Clayton's kids running the bases again. They love doing that. So you all know me if you listen on a regular basis or if you're just getting to know me. One of my favorite themes in sports is redemption, and Clayton Kershaw certainly went to the depths multiple times and had brutal and bitter disappointments, bitter performances that he would of course love to have back, even the year that he won the MVP. The fact that he was able to be such a big part of this World Series run, no doubt feels good for him, but I love it. I love the smile. So check it out on Twitter, A-Law Radio, also on our Facebook page, After Hours with Amy Lawrence. We love to hear from you as we start another work week. So just a mini part, a mini segment of that Dodgers tribute video from their Twitter. They were busy with their social media on Friday. And then you hear Dave Roberts and Justin Turner as well. And I know he says there's still a major void going back to that game six against the Rays last fall, because he had been pulled from the game after there was the discovery of a positive COVID test. And yes, he was back out on the field when many said he shouldn't be with his teammates and all of the Dodger staff. Eventually got the chance to take the photos and to celebrate, but he wasn't on the field for the final out. So I'm glad he was able to be part of this ring ceremony.
Obviously a very, very special day and a special moment, something that I'll never forget. And then to go out and follow up and get the win on the home opener ring day was just huge. And it was just great to have fans back in Dodger Stadium and hearing the roar of the crowd. And like I said, getting that win was was nice. It's good to be home.
Yes, yes, yes. I know that there was a part of me, my brain, that thought, I can't wait to have fans back in the stands at various sporting events or fans back on the course like we saw with the Masters over the weekend. But I didn't realize how much joy it would give me organically to hear them. And yes, to see them, but to hear them. And the Dodgers, who swept their series this weekend, they had fans in the stands who were making so much noise. And the optics were amazing, even as they were spread out around Dodger Stadium. But the noise they make, authentic and just music to my ears. And it was the same way with the Masters. They had fans around the greens and fans lining fairways. And I know it's not quite, well, not capacity. The Masters typically doesn't sell out, so to speak. They have a limited number of tickets, limited number of spectators every year. They really control it. But to see a few, to see, I don't know, four or five deep lining the greens, to hear them making noise as Hideki Matsuyama walked up the 18th, that brought me great joy. Even though it wasn't me, I was just so happy to see them there and hear them cheering, and not quite the same roars, but pretty sweet nonetheless. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4227. Really quickly, before we get to your calls, there was a controversial end to the Phillies and Braves on Sunday.
The pitch swung on and popped in the air left side near the line. Challenge. Ozuna getting under it. He's going to make the catch. Boehm tagging. He's coming home. Here's the throw, and he is safe. Safe, they say, at home plate. Boehm somehow got his foot in under the tag of Darnold.
Except he didn't. And yet somehow it didn't get overturned. If you haven't seen it, I don't know if producer Dave, you can grab like a still shot or the replay. This was actually challenged. And still, the Braves did not see the call overturned. So the Phillies come from behind. It was a wild finish. And Alec Boehm, eventually on replay, they allow his winning run as he evades the tag from Travis d'Arnaud. You hear it there in Phillies radio. Except it did not appear as though Boehm's foot or any other part of Boehm tagged the plate. And so looking at the review or the still photos that were out there, was actually trending on Twitter a few hours ago. As you can imagine, the perspectives of the two managers, completely different. Here are Brian Snitker and Joe Girardi.
We had an angle that I saw he didn't have, because I wondered till I saw a certain angle, and I was confirmed my what I thought, that he didn't touch the plate. I don't know. I mean, it's frustrating sometimes, I guess, and that's what I told the umpires. Because I got a view on the big screen that he didn't touch.
I mean, we talk about those things before the game. Dusty goes over all the analytics with outfielders in their arms and the speed of the base runner, and just felt that we had a shot. And it was a narrow one, and it was by the skin of his big toe, I think, that we scored. We saw it looked like his big toe kind of hit the corner of the plate is what we saw when we saw a lot of the angles.
This was Mike Trout's reaction. So bad, ... Laughing, he's crying emoji. Laughing so hard, he's crying emoji. Justin is listening on Long Island. Welcome to After Hours. What do you think, Justin?
Hi, Amy. First of all, put a cute picture of your cat.
Yeah. It's a cute picture, but she's not so cute all the time.
So she is. I tweeted a picture of my cat. She likes to sit up on top of my sheets in my closet. She jumps all the way up. She sits on top of either the clean sheets or towels.
Yeah, they like
she's
to be comfy.
Adorable. She's a baby. She's actually hanging out with me right now.
Oh, nice.
Yes. Crazy weekend from the Kyrie thing. I don't know how there was an ejection. There was no physical altercation. There's no whistle. Even Mike Breen didn't even see anything of how there was a double technical. And even with the Brave game last night, If there's instant replay, why aren't they getting these calls right? Same as even as the Mets home opener of Conforto. If you have instant replay in sports, why are you getting these calls right?
Yeah, I understand what you're saying. The thing is, if there's no, if the umpires or the brain trust that's going over replay doesn't believe there's any clear visual evidence, then they shouldn't overturn it. They should go with the call in the field. So that I believe very strongly. If they do not think that they have clear visual evidence or video evidence, then they should stick with the call that was made by the umpires. And so, yes, it does appear as though he missed the plate despite what Joe Girardi said. But I would agree, though, that you need to have hard and clear, very obvious video evidence to be able to start overturning the call that's made on site.
Exactly.
All right,
have
Justin.
Have a great night, Amy.
Thank you. Good to talk to you on Long Island. Let's see if we can work in Tom. Tom, I'm not kidding. You got 90 seconds. Go.
Hello?
Now you're down to about 80 seconds.
Am I on?
Are you Tom in Arizona?
Oh, yeah. Oh, I couldn't hear what you said. Oh, that got blanked out.
Now you're down to about 60 seconds.
Yeah, okay. Well, anyway, I just wanted to point out some of the oddities in the baseball record books. Now, the Pittsburgh Pirates, I think, got into the World Series, or they won the pennant four times from 1901 to 1909. They've won five times since then. Washington has... had not won the world title since 1924. So they went, I think, about 95 years. The St. Louis Browns had never won a world title in the 50 years that they were in St. Louis. I mean, but then I think the reason is, I think a lot of people will say, is that the Yankees hogged everything. And I think even in the National League, you'll see that the Giants and the Brooklyn Dodgers and the St. Louis Cardinals hogged an awful lot of the titles.
All right. Well, on that note, I appreciate it, Tom, that walked down memory lane. You're always good for some history. We have to let you go because we're at the top of the hour. Maybe next time we can talk about some current events in sports, but you're welcome to call anytime from the desert. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4CBS. But straight ahead, our chance to get an insider's perspective on the Masters that was hashtag Hideki history celebrated in Japan before breakfast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.